Okay, John Hansen here. Ray Kaplan on the phone right now. Ray, how you doing? Happy February to you.
Doing great. Happy February and Valentine's Day and all that stuff to you.
And all that stuff, exactly. I only bring up the month simply because it was probably 5 months ago when you warned us of the cliff that we might be facing with our student loans. And I think you said it was in the summer, and that seems so far away. And boy, I bet most people still have not taken advantage of the current rules to avoid the cliff that's coming up in the future. But Ray, it's going to creep here and creep here until it's too late for some people, isn't it?
Yes, and I can't even believe that we're already towards the end of February. It's a short month, and then before you know it's going to be March and then spring. And in order to take action on your federal student loans, we really have to get going, I would say, by May at the latest, because the processing times over at the Department of Ed have just been forever. They take forever, basically, to process anything. They are getting a little bit better, but we used to be able to count on 30 days to process an application, and now it's 60 or 90 days. So we really need people to take action now so we can make sure that they're protected.
Basically, as far as I've understood it, but please correct me if I forget exactly how this works, but they are going to create somewhat of a plan that gives people savings, maybe not on what they currently pay, but in general. And this is for basically anyone is eligible for this, if I remember correctly. It's not income-driven, but people that are on income-driven plans right now need to get into this. And if you apply and you get it, you're good. You're going to pay in the hundreds of dollars a month, maybe, not the thousands of dollars. But if you don't and you miss this deadline, we're talking about a skyrocket of your payments back per month.
You are exactly correct. So if we can get you into the legacy rules, kind of get you grandfathered in, as they say, then you're good. As long as you're in there and you're enrolled in there before July 1st, you're fine. But if you are not enrolled by July 1st, then you're going to be stuck with, if you're a Parent Plus borrower, this is the worst part, a standard 10-year payment plan, which will really be going from a cell phone payment to a mortgage payment on your student loans. So if you were paying $400 or $500 a month on your federal student loans and you thought that was bad, if you don't do anything before that cliff, July 1st, your payment could go to $2,000 to $3,000 a month and no exceptions, no other options. So people are used to this kind of loose and kind of relaxed way of dealing with federal student loans. That's really been the case for the last 5 years, but everything is changing and that cliff is coming. And so I'm just really trying to get the word out there, but you're exactly right. For Parent Plus borrowers, they will lose income-based repayment and they will lose public service loan forgiveness for their loans. They'll be able to make payments, but only on that standard 10-year payment plan. For everybody else, for everybody else, they will be still able to do income-based and the new payment plan, which is RAP, which actually isn't too bad. It actually models itself on income-based. But really, the people that I want to reach the most are Parent Plus borrowers because they're the ones who are most affected.
Okay, so Parent Plus, you're going to see a drastic change. If you are on an income-driven repayment plan for your student loans and they're not Parent Plus loans, you might see some changes, but it's going to be more minimal. It will be income driven, and you're able to help convert or get those people over to the RAP plan?
Yeah, RAP plan, and we'll still have the option for IBR. So not much is changing on that front, and public service loan forgiveness and all the forgiveness options. So really, the people that really need to take action now are Parent Plus borrowers. Those are really the ones that can stand to lose the most.
And there's like hundreds of thousands of Parent Plus borrowers, right?
Millions. There are millions of Parent Plus borrowers, and we see this all the time. People don't even know they're a Parent Plus borrower. Sometimes their kids are taking care of it for them. So we really want to unravel that for as many people as possible, because they could be going along thinking that they don't have Parent Plus loans because their kids are taking care of it, and they do have Parent Plus loans, and then that payment is going to skyrocket.
Well, that's a great point. First of all, can you just, in case someone's like, wait, no, I don't have a Parent Plus loan, just the basic definition of it and how, again, a kid might be taking care of it for the parent.
Absolutely. So when parents and families are sending a kid to school, they fill out FAFSA, and that's the application to get student aid and student loans. And the student will only qualify for a few thousand dollars each year. And in most cases, what would happen is the parent would take out tens of thousands of dollars each year to pay for their kid's college education, and then the kid would agree to make those payments. But the only one legally responsible for the loans are the parents. They just are not aware of it because of the way the process is. It's all electronic, and families very often get confused about who owes what, and it makes an enormous difference. So if you're not sure, go to studentaid.gov. If you're a parent, log in using your own name, date of birth, and social security number. If you have Parent Plus loans, they will populate in there, and then call us up and we'll get you in for a consultation.
Okay. I think any parent that has a kid that has student loans should just do that, just to make sure they're not going to end up on the hook. Because let's say the bill goes up after July 1st, the kid goes, I can't pay that. It's the parent who's on the hook for it.
That's right. And then we're stuck. Then we're stuck with it. But if we can get them in before, because whenever somebody books a consultation for us, we always have them go to studentaid.gov for themselves and just to make sure that if they have any loans, that we know about them. Because very often there's confusion in the family about who actually took out the loans.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, for some people, it was a long time ago, right? And everyone, parents and kids, are signing things, a bunch of things together around college time. And it becomes hard to remember, what did I sign for? What did you sign for? So all parents, go to studentaid.gov if your kids have a loan out there. Even if you don't think it's a Parent Plus loan, just double check so you're not going to be on the hook. And let's say we do have Parent Plus loans. Anyone with a Parent Plus loan should be giving you guys a call, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call because the rule changes are so drastic that we want to make sure that we can just get you enrolled properly in income-based, and then you don't have to worry about it. But if you wait too long, then you're stuck with a really high payment.
312-294-8989. 630 wants to know, is PLSF going away for good then?
No, it is not. It is just being adjusted depending on what type of loan borrower you are.
Okay. 630, Ray has been helping me out with parent loans over the past few years and has done great. Ray has signed me up for the new IDR plan. My payment now increased by about three times, now over 600. Ask Ray if there's any way to get my payment lower. I've been paying this loan since 2005. That's from James. My goodness.
James, call our office to see if we can recalculate it for you. Very often the servicer will miscalculate, and then we recalculate it for them, and then we get the payment lowered. So yes, call our office and let's see what we can do.
How much is the consultation, Ray Kaplan, for what you guys do?
It's $350. That's a consultation fee, and we do a very thorough analysis and give you a strategy that directly relates to your loans and how the law applies to you, because it really is not one size fits all. It's a very specific law that has to be applied to you and your loan specifically. So very often that $350 consultation fee will result in $300,000 in loan forgiveness.
Yeah, no, you don't have to apologize for charging $350 for your hard work and for your team's hard work, especially like it may benefit within the first 4 days of payments back. If you're talking about going from a cell phone to a mortgage payment, $350 is a drop in the bucket of one payment where it becomes a valuable thing. And you gave me a percentage once of how many people end up benefiting dollar-wise when they go through the consultation. What was it?
Over 80%.
Okay, so there you go, people. All right, I think I've gotten this down now. 312-294-8989. Ray, I appreciate it. We get a lot of nice texts about you every time you came on, including with Hochberg over the past weekend. I read them on my show. People love you, and you do great work. Thank you.
Thanks so much, John. Anytime.